Hello, dear. I'm a ghost now. That's what ghosts do. I was up in those treetops just before, watching you train. I would have made my presence known earlier, but I didn't want to distract you. I wanted to see how much you'd improved since last time. You really want to know? I think you still have some... No, a lot of work to do. Well, you are a necromancer. Nobody expects you to be an expert swordsman. But with the tensions between the states so high at the moment, and raids happening almost every night, I think it's a good idea that the commander asked everyone to improve their combat skills. But yes, you deserve a break right now. You look rather sweaty. I wish I could still pick up a sword and fight the rebels. But, alas, I only have this ghost sword. And you're the only one who can see and hear me. I don't think I'm going to be any use to the army in this state. Of course, you could always relay my messages to the others, but I don't think it'll make much of a difference. I was a fighter, not a strategic advisor. What have you got there? I somehow don't think alcohol and sword training go hand in hand. All right, as long as you don't overdo it. Oh, you know I would join you if I could, dearest. There's nothing I love more than a stiff drink. You feel bad. No, don't apologize. I've said this to you numerous times before. Nobody saw it coming. We were outsmarted. So, it was not your fault that the camp was attacked while you were in the middle of a ritual to raise me from the dead. Don't blame yourself. I don't hold you accountable for anything. The army hires necromancers to raise their most prized warriors from the dead. Sometimes things go wrong. Yes, it's a shame that the enemy destroyed my body by dissolving it. But you managed to preserve my mind and my essence. So thank you. I was not ready to just leave for good. Even though I'm now just a sentient ghost, I still greatly value the time we spend together. I never expected that I'd fall in love with a necromancer. I never expected to fall in love at all. I thought I would die alone, but thanks to you, I didn't. For the longest time, my only purpose was to fight for my state. I was an orphan who grew up on the streets. I learned to fend for myself. And I learned that this is a dog-eat-dog world. The strong prevail, and the weak die. At first, I fought for my own survival. But once I got good at that, I wanted a bigger purpose. So I fought for my state. I would have been content with that. But I did not foresee falling for you. Life always manages to surprise us somehow. At first it was the flowers, and then the letters. Were you not afraid that I would chop off your head? Love is a risk, huh? I suppose it is. And I'm glad you did all those things. You gave me a taste of what it meant to really be happy. I never truly felt connected to anyone other than you. I can't remember if I ever thanked you for that while I was still alive. If I didn't, thank you. You taught me a few things, and I apologize if I never said much about our relationship before. It's weird. Being a ghost has made me all sentimental and soft. Life seems so close, yet so far away. Yeah, I can still perceive the world and perceive you. But yet, I cannot touch anything. It's a strange way to be. No, I haven't seen any other sentient ghosts around. I have encountered a few other ghosts, but they do not appear to be self-aware. Most of them are living unresolved events from their lives, over and over. You could say that they're stuck. Actually, there's one at the camp who walks back and forth for miles up and down the river. I believe he's looking for his child. I have tried speaking to him, but he just ignores me. No, he can't get to the other side. Truthfully, I don't know how to get to the other side either. But I don't want to right now. I wish to stay with you. I'll only leave when you want me to leave. Never? I wouldn't be so quick to say that. Never is a long time, you know? Eternity. Do you think love can last that long? You're just a hopeless romantic, aren't you? Yes, and a skilled necromancer. I suppose there are exceptions to the phrase, till death do us part. But that's enough talk for now. Right now, you need to work on your combat skills, as per the commander's orders. Have you finished drinking? Good. I'll take you through some exercises then. How about it? Great. Firstly, you want to adjust your grip on the sword. That is a bad habit of yours. A better grip will allow you to be much more accurate with your blade. It also prevents the enemy from being able to knock your sword out of your hand easily. You want to position your fingers like this. Good. Now find your center of balance and square your hips. Watch me. Stand with your sword ready, like so. Hold it up. You don't know if your opponent will attack immediately or be on the defense, so You need to be prepared for both. If they're attacking, you want to block or dodge. But remember, don't use brute force, as tempting as it might be. Only use it if you have no other option. They'll likely be stronger than you because you're not a trained swordsman. So, your best bet is evasion and using the way they move to your advantage. Pretend an enemy is attempting to slice through your torso with his sword. They would do something like this. Huh! Now, show me. What would you do in a scenario like that? Ha! Not bad. Instead of knocking their sword upwards with your sword, step to the side like this and knock their blade downwards. Remember, it's a good idea for you to follow the path of least resistance. While their blade is down, you have a window of opportunity for attack. Watch my footwork. 1, 2, 3. You try. 1, 2, 3. That's right. You're a quick learner. Now, in addition to the footwork, add in what you would do with your sword. Swing over and down. Over and down. Now combine everything together. Step to the side and back, while at the same time bringing your sword over and down. Almost. Your wrists are too stiff. Watch me. See? Okay. Again. Much better. But adjust your elbow. Like this. Good. Pardon? No, don't try those complicated techniques and little tricks you saw me do while I was alive. I had enough skill and strength to knock them off their feet. But you'll need much more training for that. There's a reason they destroyed my body during the attack. I gave them too much trouble. Or perhaps they didn't like the fact that I killed their commander. Okay, back to it. Sometimes the enemy will aim for your neck. That's one of the quickest ways to kill somebody. So, you want to be very careful about those kinds of attacks. If you're stabbed or are cut on your body, chances are you can still fight. But if they manage to slice through your neck, that's the end for you. If you see the sword coming for your neck, this is one of the best ways to block it. Huh! If they're close, you need to react fast. Yes, you can always dodge. Let's practice. The enemy's sword is coming for your neck. What do you do? Not bad. Try again, but faster. Yeah! Good. Remember, if you are wearing wrist guards, you can always knock their blade away. Got it? That's right. Had you taken up sword fighting instead of necromancy in your younger years, I'm sure you'd be great at it by now. I'll teach you one more thing. Get into position. Say that you and your opponent both have your blades up, and there is contact between your blades. You can move in for an attack by lifting your arms, sliding your blade up the length of theirs, then angling the tip of your sword downwards and stepping in toward them for an attack. I'll demonstrate again, slowly. Raising the arms while sliding the blade up, twisting, letting the tip of the blade point down, and attack. You try. Nearly. Like this. Watch again. One, two, three. Watch your footwork. Good. You've got it. I know your training partner is away right now, but see if you can find someone later tonight to help you practice. My ghost blade won't be of much help. You need someone from the camp. That's right. The Dark Elves spin magic into their sword practice. This makes us efficient fighters. Unfortunately, the art of necromancy won't be of much help in hand-to-hand combat. I've heard all these stories about powerful necromancers being able to raise a whole army of the undead. But I have yet to see this happen. And you've told me before that it takes a lot of preparation and magic just to raise one being from the dead. I think that's enough for today. The sun will set soon, and you don't want to be out here all by yourself for too long. Yes, you have me, but I can't protect you. It's frustrating. I made a stupid choice that day, and that's why I lost my life. I know. You told me not to go, but I went regardless. I am sorry. Where are we going now? To watch the sunset? All right. We haven't done that for a while. It'll be romantic. But we need to head back to camp afterwards, okay? All right. Let's head to the outcrop. What a view. A good friend of mine, who's passed away now, taught me a song about sunsets. It's an ancient Elvish, and it talks about how the red sky welcomes the night. To Yana. Karasari to Yana. Varadu soye. Kanadu miru. Kyakshahe masha. Tomahi.
Yahweh.